This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate this show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro. And both of us try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. A reminder to tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. We're here. And Dr. Passaro will be interviewing Ann Allworth of Megafood. That's always a good show. Now, the show is streamlined through MyVillageGreen.com, so you can listen to any show anytime. Now, let's talk a little bit about Village Green. The site and the store on Cedar Lane, both are your sources for expert advice and the best supplements. And today, we're really lucky because we have Mark Isaacson, the owner of Village Green, and he's going to give us a lot of information. We have wonderful subjects. We'll talk about Village Green, why it's unique, and the importance of individualized nutrition, and I think we don't emphasize that quite enough on the show. We'll also talk about testing, what kinds of tests, and how to get to the root cause of problems and presenting symptoms. We will also stress peak performance, corporate wellness, so we're going to tackle a lot of subjects, and if we have time, we'll end up with changes that need to be made in the healthcare system. So welcome to the show, Mark.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And I'm going to remind them right now that you have a sale going on. Village Green's winter sale, 35% off Pathway products, 25% off other brands, and 20% off beauty care products. And folks, you only have till December 31st. The sale is going on right now. So, Mark, give us a little background on what is unique about Village Green and this individualized nutrition that we talk about.
So, Village Green has actually been around for 45 years, and the original founders, Mickey Weinstein and Irv Rosenberg, did this phenomenal job of being very, very targeted and focused on their clients and patients as unique individuals. So today, our business has become one where we have a team of 50 folks, and our 50 folks really, we call ourselves today an integrative pharmacy. So we span from traditional pharmacy and pharmacists to nutritionists, naturopathic doctor, clinical herbalists, certified nutritional counselors. We do what's called compounding pharmacy, and we have 10,000 different nutritional products, which includes vitamins, minerals, herbs, amino acids. And what really makes us more unique and different is that our collective staff is really the knowledge base and the ability for our team to coach people on a very individualized basis.
You know, that you said a whole lot in a short period of time, and I think that's a good capsule. You do have an amazing variety of experts, and that's why the listeners, you always hear me say, call Village Green or go on the site, because the experts are in both places. I'm not sure people are aware of the depth of expertise. So if one person can't answer the question, another one can.
Right. I always say that with our collective team of folks, that it is true that if one person doesn't have an answer, there is probably somebody within our team, or we have tremendous resources with practitioners that we can refer to answer a whole variety of questions.
And I thank you for mentioning Irv Rosenberg and Mickey Weinstein. I grew up with them because when I started in nutrition, Village Green, the apothecary at that time, was brand new. And their vision you have taken to another level. And it's wonderful to see what you've been able to do. So let's talk a little bit more about individualized nutrition, why it's important, and how people can achieve that.
Yeah. So from our perspective, we do very much focus, and this is kind of the unique piece to our business, is really focusing and understanding that everybody has their own biochemistry. Everybody has their own DNA. And everybody should really be treated as unique. So our team is specifically really great. If folks are going to take vitamins, minerals, herbs, amino acids, we're really great at being able to work with individuals and make sure they understand that there is a difference in dosage, form, delivery system. And our pharmacists and nutritionists will actually work together and look at things like drug-nutrient interaction and depletion. So in combination, we're able to utilize all that information to come up with something and tailor things very individualized on a base level. And we're going to get into testing, but clearly testing is the ultimate direction that we would encourage going towards.
Well, somebody comes into the store and they've got a bunch of symptoms and they're not just there to get one supplement. They really want more complete help. Where do you start with that person?
So we have developed this base system. So it is really about understanding and getting to the root cause. And we really discuss all the time about body systems, and nutrition and what we do is about supporting body systems. So we've developed a program called Essentials, EHL, Essentials of Healthy Living, really named, or the show named for it or after it or in combination. And that particular system really allows folks to go through and get the basics, understand like what are the core nutrients that can be supportive, understanding that given your age and gender, there are different nutrients that one can take that could be very supportive. And then there are different health concerns that once again need different nutrients to be supportive. And then we always talk about you've got the general lifestyle guidelines, which range from diet to exercise to managing stress to environmental health and reducing toxic load that can impact you.
Well, what I like about the Essentials of Healthy Living core program is that the person starts with the basics. What's your age, your gender, your stage in life? So the nutrition advice, even for the basics, is very different because it's specific to age, stage, and gender. So once they have the baseline, then if that baseline isn't addressing other systems that they have problems with, digestive, immune, inflammation, joint pain, cholesterol, diabetes or pre-diabetes, or even preventing diabetes because there is a predisposition in their family. So then they get the individualized information in writing and the recommendations for supplements that can complement, be put on top of that baseline. I see a pyramid here. I never use the food pyramid, but a pyramid is a good analogy here because then we're adding on what the patient needs.
Right. It's true. And look, again, I'm the person that's running the business, and I've got this tremendous team who's got just incredible knowledge base and folks like you and other people that we work with. So it is, I mean, we certainly come from this place where so many people are not doing just the basics. And if we can get folks understanding that there are the right forms and the right dosage levels that can make a big difference to them, and doing things like, you know, eating the right way and incremental exercise, all those things can make a significant difference.
And so what you have now is the people coming to Village Green Apothecary for individualized advice based on their own needs. And that, I think, that has expanded very nicely. And I know that you've even taken it
toward corporate wellness. You've taken these concepts outside of the Village Green Apothecary and people being right there. So we'll talk about that on the show as well. As far as counseling, do people make appointments? How do they get information in a timely manner?
Yeah. So this is another thing that we're really trying to do. We are trying to meet people exactly where they are and what their needs are. So if somebody walks into the store and has basic questions on basic nutrients and basic guidelines, we can do that. We can just take care of you. If people are remote, on our website, we have Ask the Expert. No cost. You can just go to myvillagegreen.com, ask the expert. We'll get back to you with basic information. If somebody has a challenge that's more involved and they want to look at things like drug-nutrient interaction or depletion or have a specific health concern where they're looking for nutritional support, so someone can either call us, go on our website, walk in, and we do have folks, whether it's a naturopathic doctor, clinical herbalist, or pharmacist, certified nutritional counselors, where you can have anything from a 30-minute to a 60-minute consult to an ongoing process. So again, it's meeting our customers, clients, patients, wherever they are.
Well, as you know, Irv started out with that as the basis, and I'm delighted to see it expanded and so many people take advantage of it. As a nutritionist in private practice, I'm limited as to how many people I can see, and I tend to focus on the most complex patients, difficult patients, as you know, because you send me, and that's what I do. And I'm happy to send people to you for what I call both garden variety nutrition and expanded. You're able to handle that, and we need that, because as an individual nutritionist, there's no way that I can fill those needs. I also like that you can answer the questions online, and I do refer patients to the site for questions, because as a private practice nutritionist, it's very difficult to do that, you know, to try to answer a question without more in-depth with the patient. You are an information provider. You're like an encyclopedia. You're a resource. And so people can ask their questions and get answers, and they're good answers. If they need more individualized advice, they can schedule with you. They can schedule with one of the many people in the alternative health field that you work with and that you refer to. So right. It's great. It's a wonderful... You're the nidus of what goes on here in this Washington metropolitan area in alternative health care and supplements.
Yeah, and the other thing I think is worthwhile to note is that the other thing that we're really trying to do now is be an outsource support for docs and be able to go to docs who don't have the knowledge and the time and just be a support tool for them, patients.
Excellent. We're going to continue to have this discussion and pick up some information on testing. Mark's going to have some real pearls for our listeners. And I want to remind you that this is the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. From now until the end of 2010, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I am Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we do bring you a wide variety of information. Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m., and next Sunday you'll hear Dr. Pissarro interview Ann Allworth on Megafood. And as I said before, it's always a good show. Don't forget the sale at Village Green, 35% off their Pathway products, 25% off all other brands, and 20% off beauty care products. You only have till December 31st. And these could be good stocking fillers. This is a good idea for your family, getting them healthy for the new year. We've been having an interesting discussion with Mark Isaacson, who is the owner of Village Green Apothecary. And we've been talking about the uniqueness, individualized nutrition, the expertise they have online and in the store. If your question is simple about one nutrient, they can answer it. If it is complex about a multitude of health problems that you have concerns about, they can counsel you. They have experts and they have the supplements. Now we're going to talk about how we can identify more specifically what a patient needs in order to be more individualized in nutrition. So, Mark, I'll let you handle that big subject.
So there's a few things here. One is that we are committed. If you're looking at our number one big vision or mission, is to really work with folks to get to the root cause. That's what we want to be about. Individualization, root cause, you know, moving the healthcare system away from just treating symptoms. And there's obviously a variety of different ways that you can go about this, but we would say the optimal way to do this is through a series of, you know, clinical kind of lab tests and so forth. And obviously we work with folks like you and other doctors and practitioners who are doing a tremendous amount of this. And when we look at it, we say that, you know, many patients are getting, you know, the typical first kind of tier testing done from their docs, whether it's blood sugar, cholesterol, triglycerides, you know, blood pressure, whatever it might be. But there is what we talk about a lot with our patients and clients and practitioners, the second tier of testing that really helps to get to the root cause. So there's tests out there, and we're partnering with a couple different companies. So there's tests that you can do on your neurotransmitters to understand your brain chemistry that you can balance off with amino acids. There's clearly things that many folks have been doing for years looking at their hormone levels. There's a company called SpectraCell that can look at one, and there's some other companies as well, but SpectraCell can look at, I think it's approximately 32 or 35 different vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and look at deficiency there. And then there's a variety of different companies where you can look at food sensitivities. So our focus these days is to totally look at some of these areas and work with in conjunction with doctors and patients and support folks and get real clarity on what are some of the potential areas related to root cause and then help them like reset and realign their biochemistry by looking at these different areas.
And what I like is that you're more than willing to work with their practitioners, professionals, physicians, and you also have referrals for people who have the additional knowledge. We sometimes talk on this show about the differences in professions, and one of the things that always concerns me in medicine is that nutrition is not a core curriculum in human medicine. In all schools of veterinarian medicine, it is core. It's taught by an expert, and in every single class and system. So they come out with that toolbox. In medical school, it may be 4 days, it may be a month. It is not taught by an expert within each system that is learned about or condition. And that's the reason that people aren't getting in-depth information from their physicians, and the physicians know it. And that's why they're very willing to work with people who have the expertise and the knowledge. And having been in this 40 years, I've seen a real change in physician interest in learning, referring. It's wonderful. Right. I hope we continue with it.
Well, this is right. And I totally agree. It's like a big disconnect. You've got whatever the count is, 70, 80% of customers, clients, patients who are taking vitamins, minerals, herbs, amino acids, and the doctors in combination, you have, I always break it down into three buckets of doctors. You've got doctors who are totally integrative and learn this and are knowledgeable about nutrients and lifestyle and so forth. You've got those, you've got a big bucket in between who are interested and exploring and open. And then you've got some traditional allopathic docs who in combination don't have time, don't have interest, and are not open to a lot of these different areas, the integrative approach. So we, again, try to have our staff and team available to support the docs, the combination of docs and patients, wherever they might be, and try to educate the docs because we think this is a critical piece of the puzzle to altering healthcare and improving folks' outcome.
It is. You know, when I talk to patients about this difference in veterinarian medicine and allopathic medicine and especially Western medicine, they don't understand it, but it's where each came from. And veterinarian medicine came from animal husbandry. And in the early years in this country, people, it was very important. This was their lifestyle. It was their sustenance. It was their career, raising animals, and they had to be healthy. And the allopathic Western medicine medical schools really shot up in the 30s with the advent of antibiotics, penicillin, the beginning. And so pharmaceutical companies began to get interested in funding medical schools. And there's been a lot of conflicts, and we could have five shows on on opinions on that. But that's the difference. And so it's wonderful to have the resource. And it is true that we're seeing an expanded population of healthcare practitioners, including physicians, being interested in cooperating and working with the patient and their other practitioners.
I totally agree. And that's where we think the opportunity is to continue to focus and reaching out to more and more docs and be there as a resource for them to be able to do these kinds of things.
Very interesting. So people can get additional testing, and those tests, because I utilize many of the tests that you've been speaking about, I particularly like the organic acids where you can look at the metabolites. And I explain to people that blood doesn't give the whole answer. It's very accurate for fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, E, and K. But for water-soluble vitamins, it's not. The blood is only telling you what you eat and what you absorbed. It does not talk about tissue levels or function. And the blood levels of B vitamins don't decline until very late stages of deficiency. B12, the normal range is about 230 to 1100. Well, below 600, when we do more specific tests, they've got deficiency, they've got numbness, they have forgetfulness. The symptoms are there, but if you don't understand these tests, you could look at it and say, hey, you're in the normal range. And I don't like that word normal. We like the word healthy, optimum. That's where we want to be. And the vitamin D recommendations, if they're 20 to 100, I always say to people, if you have an income that you could choose between 20,000 and 100,000, would you really seriously choose 20,000? You would want to be optimal.
Right, I agree. And we totally, we want to have folks understand that there is this range, exactly like you're talking about, where it's the acceptable range versus what's the optimal range. And we're all about, I mean, if you're going to live and if you're going to be around, why not live great and why not feel great? Why not look at these different tests and work to get into the optimal range?
And another point, what I find is people get very leery at anything above the optimum that we set or above the so-called range could be dangerous. And it's not. The toxic levels are exponentially higher than what we're using therapeutically. And so if somebody has a slightly high B vitamin in their serum, it can actually mean they're not utilizing it, that there's a block. Just like if Bay Bridge is blocked, the traffic builds up. And this can happen if you don't convert your B vitamins to the active form. So it's not always true that high is too much. Now, vitamin A and the fat solubles, it's different when you're getting above those levels, at least toward the toxic levels. That is a concern. It's hard to get there, though. I've been doing this a long time. I've had one case of vitamin A toxicity. So and people aren't going to do harm by making an effort. And it, to me, when they're reticent, I always say, you're not reticent about walking into McDonald's or taking, you know, candy or a martini.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is actually that just so the listeners understand this as well, is that many of these tests that doctors aren't bringing up today, actually many of these tests, if it's some of SpectraCell, some of neuroscience, actually they have coverage for Medicare. Many of these tests are like 100% covered by Medicare, and many of these tests are also covered by PPO. So these are not like some of these tests are not like these unknown, you know, kind of tests. I mean, if they're covered by Medicare, you know, there's got to be some validity to them.
Thank you. That's a wonderful reminder, because if a physician doesn't know about it, they might make a denigrating comment about it, when in fact all these labs are CLIA certified. They have to be. Mm-hmm. It's very strict in the U.S. So we might carry on a little bit more about the testing in the next segment, but we also want to talk about peak performance and some corporate wellness if we have time, reminding the listeners that you're listening to Mark Isaacson, owner of the Village Green Apothecary, and I'm Dana Lake, your host. This is the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. herbs.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Jarrow Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Jarrow Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners. This is the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and reminding you that every Sunday we're here at 10 AM, and next Sunday, Kevin will be talking with Ann Allworth, and they'll discuss mega food. There's also a great sale, and this is the time to get there, Village Green's winter sale, 35% off Pathway products, their own products, 25% off all other brands, and 20% off beauty care products, something important for the holiday. So the sale goes on to December 31st. Don't miss it. Now, we've been talking with Mark Isaacson, who's the owner of Village Green Apothecary. We've talked about the services they offer beyond just purchasing, getting your prescriptions filled, and purchasing supplements. They have experts that will meet with you, talk with you. You can go online. You can make appointments right there on site at 5415 West Cedar Lane. And they can help you with testing. They'll cooperate with your healthcare practitioners to your best interest. Your health is their interest. So now we're going to talk a little bit about the differences in nutritional supplements. Some people just want a baseline. They just want to cover the basics. Other people are interested in trying to achieve optimum performance, optimum health, to be really on top of their game. And Mark, my analogy for this is a nutrient bank account, that people try to keep a good buffer in their bank account, because we bounce checks if we don't. In the body, you just keep walking, but you're the walking wounded. You're not doing well. So we want to make sure that we have optimum nutrients in our nutrient bank account.
Right. Absolutely. So if somebody comes to us, so there is, as you're saying, Dana, the basic stuff that we can do. Then what I would call the optimal, or like the peak performance level kinds of things that we can do. So we just had this great little segment on all the different testing you can do. So the question is, what happens when you get those test results back? And then it's a combination of us partnering with the doc, partnering with the nutritionist, working with our staff, working with our pharmacist. And one of the things we really haven't touched on is this neat thing that we do called compounding pharmacy, where on the and this is totally optimal, going for absolute peak performance, where in our compounding lab, we can literally work with a collective team of people, look at test results, and then figure out with a doctor or practitioner what the right form, dosage, and combinations are specifically for that person. And in the compounding lab, we can literally put a vitamin, mineral, amino acid type of formula together, herbal formula together, just for that person to specifically address their needs and work towards getting them into the optimal range of nutrient levels. And this is the kind of stuff that ultimately is really life transforming.
It really is. And it's a fabulous service. And Village Green Apothecary has 45 years of experience at this. The advantages I find as a practitioner is that many of our patients need a number of supplements, and then compliance becomes a problem, and mm-hmm. each supplement has a certain amount of filler with it. So we can make a small compound that complements their supplements that they have purchased. It may have a few of the extra nutrients that would not be sufficient in a regular multiple. If somebody has zinc deficiency and we've done a red blood cell zinc and we've noted the zinc deficiency, they can take extra zinc, but we can put it in a compound. Now, if there is a multiplicity of deficiencies, it makes it even easier to tweak their nutrition so it is the right size, like I say, having a suit made for you rather than buying one off the rack. I also like that it can be covered, that some of these compounds are able to be covered, but not always. And that depends on the prescriptions. The other thing that people don't realize you can do is compound a prescription. If somebody needs a medicine, but they can't tolerate the dye or they have allergic reactions, your pharmacy, your compounding pharmacy, can work with the company that made the prescription and get the baseline medication, right, which is what the patients need. They don't need the sugar. They don't need the red dye.
I always say compounding is back to the future. It's what pharmacy was before pharmaceutical companies
yes.
existed. So we can do all those things. Whether it's pharmaceutical or nutritional, the greatest things that we can do is we can eliminate any fillers, dyes, allergens, coatings, anything that people are potentially sensitive to or that might impact uptake, absorption, and so forth. And then you can obviously very much tailor the form and the dosage and the specific delivery system. So a great example is, and you're obviously doing this all the time, we're working with lots of kids and we're working with seniors, and some of those folks can't take capsules, tablets, and we're delivering that to them in liquid form or
perfect.
Vice versa.
Perfect. Right? Yes, you can make liquids. There are many ways. Topicals. Some people require topical applications, and we do that with the children a lot too when we're not able to get something in their mouth. We'll start with the topicals, and your compounding pharmacy can do all of that. It's a great service.
Yeah, and what's really also interesting that people don't realize is we certainly have those clients and patients, as you pointed out, that are taking so many different things. So you've got two benefits. One is what you had mentioned, which is the compliance, because you can consolidate all these different nutrients. And the second thing is, believe it or not, many times a compound could be proportionate in cost, could be less in cost, because you don't have all the fancy packaging. You don't have all the fillers and binders and all these other things that might potentially be going into the formula.
And I'd like to go into a little bit of how it's accomplished. A physician, nutritionist, may write a prescription. Your pharmacist will help people with what they can combine. And you all will work with the patient and the practitioner to make it applicable to that patient. And that applies not just to the nutrients that are needed, but the cost. What I like is the pharmacist will work, the compounding pharmacist, and as some people will say, well, if I take this out, is it better for me to take it separately or leave it in? And as you said, sometimes it's less expensive to leave it in, and you get the efficiency and
right.
compliance.
Right. That's 100% accurate. And certainly with the pharmaceuticals that we compound together, in many cases, you do get insurance coverage for those. And nutritional products can be a little bit more of an unknown. I mean, it's not as typical that you get coverage for those. But again, you're getting the effect and you're getting things without the fillers and the binders and getting exactly what you need that's targeted to you to get the best outcome.
I see an increased need for this because of the increased allergies. and more people are having allergies and intolerances to the components that are not the active components of the medicine they need or the supplement they need. So that's the beauty of compounding, that we can get the nutrient without all of the extras that are in most supplements. Now, you carry a good line of hypoallergenic supplements. They're certainly available, and for most people, they're fine. But we do have some exquisitely sensitive people.
Right. And one of the things we had not really mentioned, but I think it ties in well with peak performance, is when you're looking at testing, there are some great tests that you can do that look at food sensitivities. And I think food sensitivity is a really neat area, because a lot of people are always looking at allergy kinds of testing. But food sensitivities, and you can probably give some feedback on this, I look at that and say that's slightly different, because in lots of cases, food sensitivities are things that are kind of lower level that people may not realize right off the bat. But these are all things that, you know, certain food groups, and I guess a lot of the typical food groups are dairy, wheat, could be eggs and so forth, where people may not realize that they have sensitivities, but that could obviously impact their digestion, their weight gain, their energy level, their brain function, and all those kinds of things. And understanding that as piece of testing and getting the food component right is certainly a huge component of overall peak performance.
Right. And I'm glad you mentioned it. The allergies, there's four kinds of allergies. There's type 1 histamine. You can't miss it. You react. There's hives, can be anaphylaxis in the extreme. And then there is type 2, 3, and 4, which are hidden and delayed, and IgG levels of testing. And those are the ones that occur when people have a lot of digestive problems. They maldigest. Those foods that show up. And there are other kinds of intolerances. There are gluten sensitivities that are not celiac, the gluten disorder, but that people actually make opiates. And they absorb them, and they affect the brain, and they affect behavior, and they're addicted to them. We have some tests for those, but not enough. And you've got, you try to have the tests that you need to use. You use what you have. There are no false positives in those tests, and that's the beauty of doing them. And it is a big surprise to people when they do those tests and find it out. It's real easy. You avoid it, and you notice that you improve. So it's a great service. I wanted to mention the vitamin D again, because this is a hot topic right now. I'm getting a lot of calls. I know you guys are hearing
it. We get plenty of calls, yes.
And the Institute of Medicine, it just came up with new recommendations. They did increase the recommendations that were based on 80-year-old data, but they did not include any of the international experts on vitamin D metabolism, none of the scientists. They did get reports from 14 of the experts and suppressed those reports. So their committee was made up of very few researchers, people who had research experience. They certainly were people of expertise, but it is odd that they picked a panel that didn't have the vitamin D expertise, and they withheld studies from the committee, so that the committee had a censored, limited group of studies, and they focused on bone only. And this really goes against the science out there. So what I say is the RDAs are not optimum health recommendations. They're general recommendations always geared to the lower common denominator, and the Institute of Medicine is clear that for the individual, you treat for that individual. So they've said that 20 to 100 is the range for the blood tests, and we will stick with 60 to 80 being optimum. That being below 40 certainly is deficiency and increases cancer, immune disorders, developmental delays, skin cancers and other cancers, certainly bone loss, and diabetes, increased risk. So we will cover some more with Mark Isaacson. That's who you're listening to, folks. And Mark's the owner of Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and this is the Essentials of Healthy Living. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Killham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBalardi from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. Now through the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com, or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1500, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next Sunday you can hear Kevin interview Ann Allworth, and they'll be talking about mega food. Don't forget Village Green sale. It's their winter sale, 35% off Pathway products, 25% off all other brands, and 20% off beauty care products. And that sale goes on until December 31st. Now, we're very lucky today. We've got Mark Isaacson, and we have been exploring a whole host of topics, from what services they have to offer, individualized nutrition advice, custom compounding for pharmaceuticals and nutritionals, testing to help patients identify their problems, working with your healthcare practitioner, and we've talked about peak performance, optimum health, that we don't want to sit in the bottom of a so-called normal range or the bottom of an acceptable or reference range. We want the optimum. And this is the goals that, these are the goals that have been set for cholesterol, for blood pressure, for blood sugar. The nutrient industry has been a little bit behind in getting to the optimums, but we know what they are. We know what they are through studies, and that's what our goal is. So, Mark, what else can we emphasize? We talked a little bit about vitamin D. Did you have anything to add?
Well, just on the vitamin D front is that I think all the data is pretty clear that there's probably somewhere between 70, 80, 90% of the population that is deficient there. So I would strongly encourage folks to go and get their D levels checked and talk to somebody in our realm of someone who's got expertise in this area and really look at that, because that can make a world of difference with a whole host of different issues and areas.
And actually, NIH had done a consensus conference a number of years ago, and they raised the 20 to 100 reference range to 32 to 100, but talked about the fact that it was probably going to be 40 to 100, and 60 to 80 has been very acceptable as the optimum. The reason the Institute of Medicine did not do that is that they did not use any of the science articles that document, and they were very good studies, what is the health of someone that's in the sun and what is their level. And the higher the vitamin D, the less immune problems, cancers, bone loss, diabetes, fatigue, developmental issues. There's a whole host of issues related to vitamin D metabolism. Also, immune disorders, especially autoimmunity. As D is lower, autoimmunity increases. MS has been classical in that area. So the people who are using the science are going to continue to use the science. The RDA is supposed to apply to healthy people only. And those are people who don't have any of these illnesses and people who aren't on medications. I always joke and say, I'm not sure which four people those are, because we have just chronic diseases in this culture that are extreme. So we don't have a large, optimally healthy population.
Right. And it's clearly a rampant issue. I mean, you've got the combination of people not being out in the sun as much. And you've also got, if you are in the sun, you're wearing sunscreen and sunblock. So we've got all this tremendous level of deficiency of D. And I think there's – as we segue a little bit into corporate wellness, I think where we have a terrific opportunity to really look at this to a greater degree is in the realm of corporate wellness. And a couple of things that are happening there is there are just a select few of elite companies that really are starting to understand corporate wellness and doing biometric testing. So the biometric testing, which many corporations do, in these baseline tests on, again, cholesterol, blood sugar, maybe triglycerides and so forth. But currently in the panel is not something like vitamin D3. And I think there's a terrific opportunity there if D3 would be included in the panel and we started to do some research and study to find out what kind of collective impact that would make in the corporate world if you got folks – employees of certain corporations in the optimal range of vitamin D, and how would that impact absenteeism? How would that impact on-job performance and things along those lines? And I think it would probably make a pretty significant impact and be a very interesting area to take a look at.
Well, what I like in corporate wellness is they've gone from a soft approach, which is providing courses. I've taught many of them on how to eat healthfully, lifestyle issues, and they've become much more proactive at actually having their employees evaluated with nutritional evaluations in addition to the traditional. So it's very exciting.
Right. It's coming, but it definitely has a way to go, because you still have so today you have folks who do get health risk assessments and some biometric testing, but the question is it's the same question that we're facing across many areas, is what happens with some of the testing and results, and are folks just focusing on some of the basics, and there is a bigger emphasis today still on disease state management. So diabetes is a great example in corporate wellness. The focus there is to get some support, to get some coaching, to look at diet a bit, to look at exercise. But on the medication side, it's all about continuing to take your prescription. And I think there could be a little bit more of a movement toward getting to the root cause where you might actually down the road at some point be able to eliminate or reduce the need for certain medications, if you have the right guidance.
As you know, we see this in nutrition. The diabetics tend to be low in zinc and low in insulin. low in zinc, low in chromium as far as the nutrients, both of which are critical for insulin function. And so if you're on medication and not correcting those deficiencies, it's going to be hard to be stable. And I've done this for years where we identify that, we treat it, and their need for medication comes down. Now, only their physicians change their medications. I work with the physicians on that. But that's the goal. We see it as high with high blood pressure. One of the most common causes is low magnesium. It takes a special test, not a serum magnesium. When we add the magnesium, if the patient's on blood pressure lowering medication and they take magnesium and that's the issue, if that's the issue, their blood pressure stabilizes, but the medication continues to work. Now their blood pressure is too low. So I tell them to take their blood pressures, and when they're too low or they're getting dizzy upon standing, immediately contact their physician so their medication can be altered. So this is a very cooperative, it isn't either or, it's a cooperative effort.
Right. We agree for sure. And there is great opportunity. The greatest opportunity is to have much more collaboration on the nutrition side with the pharmacist, with the doctor. Kind of we talk very much about this triangular relationship of us working with a doctor. And when I say us, I'm talking in combination of pharmacist and a nutritionist working with a doctor and the patient together to create a lot of collaboration to enhance and maximize outcome.
And we've been talking about this. This leads to our healthcare system in general and the efforts right now that are going on to change it. And you have some fabulous concepts and contributions to that.
Yeah. So there is not a person that I don't talk to who, when we talk about the healthcare system, if you ask me if it's broken, it's really broken. And it is, the challenge today is that the healthcare system is so focused on treating symptoms and not getting to the root cause. And that's the place that I am such a firm believer that we have to focus on. So corporate wellness is clearly one of the places that I would call the lower lying fruit, so to speak, where the corporations have a lot of incentive to reduce healthcare costs, to increase productivity, to reduce absenteeism. That is a true financial impact to them. And you've got long-term areas related to physician education, which you already discussed a little bit, where physicians are not mandated. There's not curriculum that's preset to talk about nutrients, diet, exercise, stress management, reducing total toxicity and toxic load in someone's body. And all these lifestyle pieces have such a huge impact. And it's all those areas that we've got to build a system that is much more attuned first to fixing the lifestyle piece of the equation. Because in many circumstances, I'm sure you've seen this many circumstances, if you fix these lifestyle components, you know, you in many cases will fix the issue that whatever the person might be having.
You know, that's so accurate. And I think that the crisis we have in healthcare has been the impetus to do something differently, to go more toward prevention. You know, so many parts of the world are ahead of that. Europe, South America, there's so many cultures where prevention has been the prime issue. And it's based on our different educational systems, our expectations. I will say this, if you have a heart attack, there's no place else on earth that you would rather be than in this country. We've got that cornered. But we can't hold a candle to what the other countries are doing. And I wish we had more time. This was wonderful, Mark. Thank you for being on the show.
Oh, it was my pleasure. And I just want to wish everybody a great and happy holiday and thank everyone for supporting our business over the years.
Well, we're happy to do it because it works for us. I want to remind you, you can access this show and any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.